We're keeping the conversation going about startup culture in Wisconsin. Now we look at a new effort in northeastern Wisconsin to boost entrepreneurial efforts in the region.
Launch Wisconsin, which hosted a kickoff event last Wednesday, is a new group aimed at encouraging startups in Wisconsin, especially the Fox Valley, as well as finding solutions to existing business problems in the area.
Here to tell us more about the effort is John Ernst. He's executive director of Launch Wisconsin. John, thanks a lot for joining us today.
And thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Tell us how Launch Wisconsin was launched. What are you trying to do?
Well, we're trying to do a lot of things. But how it got launched into the world really was through a group of business leaders and businesses in northeast Wisconsin. I work for a ZyQuest Venture Center in De Pere, Wisconsin. Along with five other founding partners, we decided that we wanted to create something that complemented other events and other things going on in the state already. And we really wanted to speak to three groups. We wanted to speak to entrepreneurs, corporations, and investors and invite them to participate in our event and in a new way.
And talk us through the scene when it comes to entrepreneurship in northeast Wisconsin, Green Bay, the Fox Cities.
Well, the landscape that we see from our chair is we see the state really has a number of areas that are hotbeds for startup activity. You've got the Madison area, you've got the Milwaukee area, you've got the Northeast area, Northeast Wisconsin, New North area, and you've got some other areas that are outliers as well, Wausau and Eau Claire and La Crosse. But when we look at those areas, we really think of the state as a whole from our chair. We don't want to put ourselves in a position where we're looking at each independent location being competing in any way with one another. And we say, what does the state need to do to sort of come out of to come out and say, look, we've got great things here in Wisconsin. It's a great place to start a business, and it's a great place to bring a family and raise a family and all the things that come with it.
And you had a kickoff event, appropriately named. I think it was at Lambeau Field or some of the facilities there. Can you talk about what happened there in bringing together those different parties you were talking about?
Well, you know, we were really delighted. We were surprised to find that we had a better-than-expected attendance, almost double attendance. And I think it really speaks to, the need for change. It also speaks to the desire that the community has for making things improve here in Wisconsin. We had representation from all three groups. We had investors there, we had business leaders there, and we had entrepreneurs, inventors, and businessmen and women there as well. And there were a lot of things going on. We had great content. We had a thing called reverse pitch. Reverse pitch is a thing we brought into the event because we wanted to put corporations up on stage and talk about high-value problems that they were having inside their organization, things that they were looking to solve from outside the borders of the corporate environment. A lot of great ideas and a lot of innovation we know come from outside corporate entities. They know that. We as entrepreneurs know that, and investors know that. So putting this type of content up on stage, which is in contrast to what you might normally see at a startup event, which is an entrepreneur pitching into a room of investors or into an audience of corporate leaders, kind of flipped it, if you know what I mean.
Talking to John Ernst from the group Launch Wisconsin about efforts to boost startups, entrepreneurial culture here in Wisconsin, northeastern Wisconsin, and elsewhere. Yeah, I really liked, John, that reverse pitch concept. I never would have thought of doing it that way. Is part of the effort here to say, okay, we've got these companies that are here in Wisconsin already. They've got problems they need to solve. Let's try to find the solutions in Wisconsin to, you know, get the economic benefit to that solution here and not, say, Silicon Valley or somewhere.
That's exactly right. One of the things that you'll learn by being an entrepreneur is whether you've come out of the corporate environment or you've never been in the corporate environment, doesn't matter. You look into the company and into that market from the outside and you say, I think I have a solution that that company is dying for a lack of having. But without really understanding what's going on inside, you're not in their day-to-day business. You're on the outside. By inviting those corporations to step out on stage and develop a model from which they can comfortably speak from and say, this is something not only we need to solve, but everyone in our industry needs to solve. And if we can work together in getting that done, everyone wins. So it's very important that this happen. We think it actually is a critical piece of improving the entrepreneurial aspect of the state of Wisconsin and the Midwest and other areas.
I know you're taking a statewide focus, but keying in on northeastern Wisconsin for a moment. You know, Madison, you think of university spinoffs, Epic, things like that. Milwaukee has got the big city opportunities there and a big campus. What do you see as maybe some unique opportunities, unique things that that region could get into to complement what's going on in the rest of the state?
Well, I think we have those things as well, and I really want to restate the idea that we think about Wisconsin as a whole. It's so important that when we look at what Madison and Milwaukee has done, they've done great things to contribute to the startup economy, the startup space. They've had all the different kind of resources, universities, corporations, successful corporations, big brands like Harley-Davidson, American Family, Assurant Health. Well, Northeast Wisconsin has got some of that same success. We've got companies like Kimberly-Clark, Appian, Bemis, and Plexus. These are all organizations that, because of their success, there are then individuals that have private success and private wealth as well. This is a resource for the entrepreneurial community to engage and collide and collaborate. So in that sense, we're no different. We're saying, how do we become part of it? Us too, right? It's not like we're better than or have a unique spin on it. Wisconsin is a small place, and the world is, you know, we fit into that picture, that ecosystem, better by working together than trying to be independent.
Now, thinking about cash, investors being willing to support efforts like this, do we have the financial resources here when it comes to venture capital, angel investing, and are they looking outside of places like Madison and Milwaukee?
Well, I think the answer is yes. We've got a lot of cash available in the state as a byproduct of these successful organizations. To name a few, we've got the Wisconsin Super Angel Fund. I think I just heard a comment about the Badger Fund of Funds. They're doing a lot of work to bring money into the state and into entrepreneur activities, as well as organizations like WISC Partners, where this is a group of people who are outside of Wisconsin in Silicon Valley, and they're looking at bringing that cash and to do deals inside of Wisconsin. So we've got a desire and a demand for both in-state funding and out-of-state funding.
Very briefly, John, do you think we're nearing a critical mass where we don't need this kind of cheerleading and matchmaking service, where it's just going to kind of take off on its own in Wisconsin?
Well, you know, that's a great question. There's a myth out there that if you build it, they will come. We kind of come from a different school of thought, and that is you've got to really work at these things. And these things don't take care of themselves on their own. It's by coming together as a community. The entrepreneur community here at Launch Wisconsin has done just that. And they've said if we put our resources together and work together, not only in the Northeast, but with the rest of the state and the rest of the region, we can probably get where we're trying to go.
John, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
That's John Ernst, Executive Director of Launch Wisconsin, a new effort to boost startups and entrepreneurship in Northeastern Wisconsin and beyond.